Count it a privilege and an honor to come to you this morning. What a beautiful morning God's woke us into. And I tell you what, I told Brother Mark if I didn't know better, I'd say the Lord was just showing off this morning. It was just absolutely beautiful with a full moon on one horizon and the beautiful sun rising on the other one. Just a glorious morning and wonderful day to make your way out of the house of the Lord somewhere and lift up His precious name. Thank Him for what He's done for you today. And you say, Lord, preacher, you don't know what I've been through, brother. I know the Lord's been with you every step of the way, or you wouldn't be there right now. So this morning, we want to thank Him. We want to honor Him. We want to lift Him up. And we'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of the Woodsdale community there. Or you're welcome. At Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. Worship follows at 11. And then on Wednesday evening, we gather in for an adult Bible study and a youth service. So you can come out. That's at 6 o'clock on Wednesday evening. You can come out and be with us anytime. You'd be more than welcome there. I understand this morning sometimes we're just a passing through. Other times we need a place to settle down and work. And I'll tell you, I believe with all my heart that the Lord places in the body wherein is pleasing unto Him. And you need to be where God put you. You need to be where God set you this morning. And when He sets you there, you do everything you possibly can to help the kingdom of God and help the cause this morning. We would ask you, we've got several special requests today. We want to thank the Lord. Sister Mary Robbins of the church had surgery this week, and just continue to remember her in prayer. The report was it all went well, and she just got a recovery now, and we hope it was the cause of her problems. Remember her in prayer. A little 9-year-old boy with an inoperable brain tumor. They've told his parents there's nothing they can do, the doctors can do, but we know one that can do this morning, so remember him. And then another young lady, a 14-year-old, I believe she is. You might recall several years ago, we asked prayer for her. She had a double lung transplant, several organs, and she's gotten along through all that, but now she's got an infection in real bad shape, have her over in intensive care. And we don't know the whole story or situation, but we know she needs prayer this morning. And then I have my cousin, Chuck Brock, Brother Charlie Brock's boy, is down in Christ Hospital, had heart surgery this week, come upon him suddenly, and he'd been through pretty serious surgery. I want you to remember him in prayer this morning. Many of you know Brother Charlie and his faithfulness to the church, and we appreciate him and all that he's done in my life and all he's done for the cause of God. And we want to remember his boy this morning when we pray. So if you would join me in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Father God, we recognize this morning, Lord, that we could just go right on and on with the needs that are so prevalent, God. Father, there's those that have lost their loved ones. Father, the beds are full in the hospitals, the homes. And God, there's those this morning that we've labored alongside of, God, that taught us and raised us. Our Father that helped us in the journey, God. Our Lord have come to the place that they're not able any longer, God. Our Father, we had asked on their behalf this morning that you might visit upon them your comfort, how your blessing, Lord, that they might remember, God, and understand how what a blessing they've been to boys like me, God, how they helped us get our place and find our way. How, Lord, we're so thankful today, God, that they cared enough how to tell us about Jesus, Lord. Some sang, how some taught Sunday school, some labored in the gospel. Our Father, some were just there to show and demonstrate how the faithfulness of the church. And Lord, we pray this morning how that you would bless and be with them. Our Father, these we've named this morning, oh God, how we pray that you'd lift them up today, God. Our Father, that you would touch each one, that your will would be accomplished this morning in every heart and every life. Our Father, we know today that you're still the great physician. And Lord, and as the song a little while ago, our Father, our hope is in you today. How we know this morning, God, you're able. Our Father, we had to ask you today how to bless the situation that was brought to our high to us yesterday, God. Father, you know all about it this morning. How you know what's needed there. Father God, we look to you on their behalf this morning. Father, that dear brother, how we've known so many years. Father, lift him up, God. Lord, we don't understand the things of men sometimes. But God, we know this morning that you're still on the throne. Lord God, we thank you once again. Father, that we can call upon your holy name. Lord, that we're able today to raise our voice. Father, to say thank you, Jesus, for all you've done and continue to do. Lord, all our little sick ones, God, that you've made well. Father, oh God, I'm glad this morning that you're still the great physician. Thank you, thank you. Lord, so much to ask of you. And God bless them today. Lord, that's battling the elements and the weather. Father, no doubt many little churches, I won't be able to get in this morning. But Father God, lift them up. Bless them along the way, Lord. God, again now, Father, bless the reading, the teaching, Lord, the preaching of your holy word. Father, bless this morning, the good station, Father, the ones that make it possible today. And Lord God, bless your church as it gathers from place to place. Father, bless your children. How to lift up that precious blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. Lord, I believe this morning that's where the power is. Lord, that's where glory ought to be. Father, oh God, rather than point out all the foolish things of men, Lord, if we'll just lift that holy blood-stained banner of Christ, that blessed cross of Jesus, Father, you told us you'd draw men unto you. I bless them that serve our country, Lord, their little families, Father, them that have been wounded. God, there's just so much today. We recognize how we could go right on and on. But Lord, take this time now, use it to your honor and to your glory. Lord, save our lost before it's too late. Let it lodge in their heart. Father, help them to understand and to step out on faith this morning, believing. For we ask it all in the holy name of Jesus. Amen and amen. We better hasten along today in the first chapter of John in the 11th verse. Says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. This morning, thank you, Jesus, Lord, that we could become the sons of God today. As I begin to think about when Jesus come to this old earth, that next verse talks about in the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us. Brother, how wonderful and marvelous this morning. And Moses, what was he looking for? He didn't come to find the temple guard. Brother, he wasn't looking for somebody to run his church. This morning he wasn't asking for advisors. Brother, aren't you glad this morning? When he come to seek and to save that which was lost. Brother, and as many as believe him, believe upon him, brother, can become the sons of God this morning. John repeated it over in 1 John 3:1, when he said, behold, what manner of love is this, the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Boys, I'm glad this morning, brother, I've been born into the family of God. You heard me correctly this morning. I believe with all my heart how the wild olive tree was grafted in. I'm brother of the race of the Gentile. I was adopted into the family. I'm a brother individually, personally this morning. I've been born again. I wasn't adopted. I'm brother, I'm born into the family. I'm a son, an heir, and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I'm brother, he paid the price in full. The Spirit moved upon the mother of the church. I'm brother, she conceived, and I was born. I'm brother, not I just welcomed in. I'm not wallered in. I'm not beat in, run in, or run out. I'm brother, I was born in, out of the family of God. I'm brother, aren't you glad this morning, God? How the Lord still stands ready, open arms calling, whosoever will, let him come. I'm brother, there's no one that stands between you and God. There's no one that can keep you from being born again today. You have the right, the choice, the ability through the through and by the work of Jesus Christ, to become a son of God. I'm brother, he said he gave unto them power. What power did he give them? I'm brother, power. I am the precious gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that will believe. I'm brother, there it is again. What you come down to, how will you believe this morning? I believe what? This form of doctrine which has been delivered unto you, the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, how that he come into this world, how that he died on the cross, for you and I this morning, how that he rose again, the third day. I'm brother, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This morning he come under his own, and they received him not. Will you receive him this morning? Will you accept him into your life? Will you invite him into your heart? And brother, would you be willing right now to receive the gift of salvation by calling upon the Father today, by accepting Jesus as your Savior? And brother, yea, by bending your knee and crying out, you can repeat after me, you can recite every word I say, but until you believe from your heart, you'll not be saved this morning. And brother, you can be baptized in every hole of water in the country, and it won't do a thing for your wretched soul. I'm brother, not until you receive and accept that spiritual birth. I'm brother, not that adoption, that birth. I'm born into the family of God. I marvel not. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must be born again. I'm brother, that he didn't give us a choice, an alternative, an alternate plan. Zion, there is but one, and will you come that way today? God bless you this morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.